Good. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Know when to hold on, know when to walk away, know when to run. Stan will check that out, because we told y'all we'd get y'all all in free, and we will, broadcasting live out at the University of Phoenix Stadium, Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We had a good crowd show up early here, been watching the show, watching us broadcast, and we made a deal with the producer of the show that anybody that came in early for the show would get in free, and that's what we're doing right now. We're getting all those folks in free. We're broadcasting live. We're here to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. I'm Rosie. I'm here running solo this morning because my son, co-host of the show, Romy Romero, and his wife, Miss Sweet Amanda, delivered a baby boy last night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm running awful tired because we were staying up late waiting for the report. So my brain's a little foggy this morning, but we'll do all we can to answer any question you have. We're talking about do-it-yourself projects. We're talking about wreck-it-yourself projects. Anything that you'd like to try and tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, that's why we're here every Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. You know, one of the things we're talking about on stage this afternoon, and we're going to be here at the stadium all afternoon, and we're going to be on stage giving presentations. And one of the presentations are the 10 things Arizona homeowners consistently do wrong. One of those being the way we filter our air for our air conditioning equipment. The other topic we're going to be covering is how can you pick a contractor? It's kind of like Russian roulette sometimes. Let me give you just a couple of tips how to make sure to pick the right contractor. And let's take a hypothetical bathroom remodel, okay? Say we want to remodel a bathroom. So you want a general contractor that can take care of several different trades at one time. You're going to have some demolition. You're going to have some concrete patching and repair. You got some cabinets, some framing, some electrical, some plumbing. Finding that remodeling contractor, I would tell you, go to some of the plumbing supply house showrooms and visit with them where the materials would come from, and ask them for the names of two or three remodeling contractors. They're going to give you the names of contractors that pay their bills, okay? That's very important for you. You want to know that as you're giving this contractor progress payments, he is, in fact, turning around and paying for the labor and material that is going in on your job, okay? So check with the supply houses of the plumbing fixtures. That's a great way to check. The other thing you're going to want to do is set up an opportunity to meet these contractors three different times. When we're interviewing contractors for a particular project, for a prospective remodeling project, we call that the courting session. You're just courting your contractor, right? Now, I want to meet them three separate times because I want to see if they show up prepared and on time all three occasions. The first meeting ought to happen at your house, and the contractor ought to ask you a ton of questions. He ought not be talking about himself. He ought to be talking about you and your desires and what you're trying to get done. The second meeting, I would encourage you, take that meeting at his office. Now look, I know a lot of great contractors that office inside their Ford F-250 pickup truck, and that's perfectly okay if that's their office. Take a look at it. Is it neat? Is it orderly? Is it clean? What do the tools look like? Is everything in good shape? Or is it a dashboard that's so stuffed with papers and fast food wrappers that they can't even see out the windshield to see where they're going? That's a big warning sign for me. The third meeting that I would encourage you to take would be at a project that's currently in process, okay? And take a look and see how they do in keeping the project clean and orderly. Visit with the homeowner, verify everything's going on schedule. Once you've narrowed down the list of contractors to one or two finalists, you get a good complete proposal. Make it as detailed as possible. I like my contracts to include every single trade. I just list it point by point. Here's everything we're going to do in the demolition. Here's how we're going to mask off your house. Here's how we're going to protect the rest of your house from excessive dust and a mess. And then I go to the framing and the electrical. I'm going to add this many receptacles, this many switches, this many light fixtures. Get a very detailed breakdown. When you're reviewing that very detailed breakdown with a couple of your finalists, the next thing you're going to want to do is ask them, now what's not included in the bid? Okay, you're going to visit with this contractor two or three times in person, maybe five or six times with phone calls in between. You're going to talk about a lot of things. You want to find out what are the things you talked about are in the job and what are the things aren't in the job. Because as the design develops, the budget develops. And sometimes we have to make concessions to the design to reach it into the ideal budget that you'd like to spend for that particular project. We may have talked about a fully enclosed marble encased steam shower, but in the process of whittling down the budget to fit, we maybe had eliminated that. So let's get a list of everything we talked about that's not included in the job. If people would just do that, I think we'd have far fewer contractor nightmares and horror stories to tell. The one last test that you want to put your contractors to before you get ready to sign that contract, the one last thing you want to be thinking about, no job is going to go perfect, okay? This isn't a science. We're not building widgets in a factory. We're building a remodeling project involving multiple trades and suppliers all at your house. We have to accommodate you and your schedule. There's going to be a day something goes wrong. Ask yourself, close your eyes, ignore the prices on the contract, ignore everything. You already know of your finalists that they're on time and they're prepared, okay? Ask yourself, when something doesn't go right, on a day I'm heartbroken in this remodeling project, who do I want to see walking up that sidewalk? Who instills in me the most confidence that this is the person that I can lean on and count on? That is the true acid test of how you select a contractor and not feel sorry for yourself later or have a nightmare or a horror story. All right, with all that said, let's get back to the phones. We've got Don and Jim and Mark all on hold. Don's been holding the longest. Let's see if we can get to him. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Rosie. Congratulations.
How are you,
on
my
the
friend?
New arrival to your I'm doing well. Congratulations on the new
Thank
arrival
you.
To your
Thank
family.
You. Thank you very much.
Rosie, we're in the process of tiling the house. It was easy tearing out the carpet and tiling those areas, but now I'm to a vinyl floor in the kitchen and dining room. Do I need to take that vinyl floor out, or can I put ceramic floor tile over the top of that?
Don, I can tell you there are floor covering contractors that I trust and respect that tell you if the vinyl is in good shape, that it's not peeling up at the seams, there are no voids or bubbles between it and the concrete slab, that they will, on occasion, lay tile over the top of that sheet vinyl, okay?
Okay.
I'm more of the school, I like to get all the way back down to the concrete. Now, how big of an area are we talking about?
In total, Rosie, it's probably approaching 200 square feet.
Okay. For 200 square feet, I would just go ahead and take the vinyl up. You can do that with a good, sharp floor scraper, razor blade. If it's much bigger than that, they actually, make a piece of very heavy equipment that you can rent. But for 200 square feet, I'd probably just go ahead and do it by hand. Get the type with an extended handle so you can do it standing up and really lean into it. And then you're probably going to want a hand scraper. Get on your knee pads, and that's what you'll do to go ahead and trim up right up close to the walls and the corners and things like that. But I personally would pull the vinyl up.
Okay. Well, I got plenty of manpower. I got boys that owe me for raising them all these years, so I'll put them to work on it and knock it out. I appreciate it, Rosie.
Yeah. And Don, I can tell you one thing, one final note. Some people get to the vinyl and there's little remnants still left, and they try and go and use like a liquid remover. Don't do that. Don't use any chemicals to remove the vinyl. Okay, a lot of people try and use acetone or things like that, a flammable product. Just don't do it. Use it all manually. If you do get stuck with some really tough residue, it just won't come up. I doubt that you will, but you're going to want to go use a product called Beanie Do. B-E-A-N, Bean, Beanie Do, and that will soften the product up so you can finish scraping it off and you'll be in good shape. Clean the slab real good, and then you'll be in great shape to go ahead and relay whatever it is your heart so desires. That was Don calling from Douglas, Arizona. You know, we just were working with the registrar contractors, and Douglas is kind of an interesting area right there around Wilcox. They ran a sting operation where they had a situation, they invited contractors out that they found on certain referral lists. And they had 11 contractors come out to this particular house, and I think they ended up issuing 8 or 9 citations. Contractors showing up offering proposals for work they weren't properly licensed for, or just completely unlicensed altogether. So y'all need to be careful. There are reasons we have the registered contractor. There are reasons we state at the very bare minimum, make sure any contractor you're soliciting bid from are licensed, bonded, and insured. We're going to be taking a short break here. I see Jim and Mark also on hold. We're going to get to your calls right after this short break. It's Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium. It is the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We'll be here through the rest of the day at the Sanderson Lincoln Ford Stage. Come on down and meet us there. We'd love to meet those of you who tune in every single Saturday morning. It's Rosie. We'll be right back.